again, I know I made a statement before, I'm not playing musical chairs. I wasn't playing musical chairs today. What I was trying to do is give our offense a chance to function at a faster rate and do some different things. And that's the decision that I thought I needed to make, and I made it. And I don't regret it at all. I mean, obviously, the turnovers is what hurt us in the second half. Not able to slow them down in the second half. You know, the same second half issue is reared its ugly head as always. So haven't solved that yet. And that's kind of where we are.
How much do you have to weigh the, I guess, the confidence of Cody when you do something like that, the long-term plan?
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about his confidence. I mean, I know Cody very well. I mean, Cody totally understands. And so I'm not, I think Cody's fine. I'm not worried about that, and I don't think he's worried about his confidence. I think at the time we wasn't playing as good as we needed to, you know, and I think he'll bounce back. We'll bounce back. That's just that's part of this league. That's the way it goes.
What do you do now at that position?
What do you mean what I do now? Cody's still the quarterback. I took Cody out of the game because I wanted a spark. Like I said, a young player playing, you know, a couple of days, and all of a sudden I think it was a little bit different and difficult, and so I wanted to try the veteran, and that's what I did. And there's nothing more to it than that. I'm still going to find out more about Cody Kessler as we move forward. That's not going to change.
But couldn't you have found a lot of things
No. I've found out on the road. I've been on the road with Cody. I've been a lot of things. This is what I wanted to do. You guys can question the decision more all you like. I felt good about the decision I made. Whether we lost the game, played better on offense, didn't, you're going to still ask the same questions because I took him out of the game. That's what I wanted to do, so I'm not going to back off of that. You know, we lost the game. We turned the ball over, and maybe those things wouldn't have happened with him in there. I made a decision, and I'm not going back up from that.
But you're saying in 10 days you're going back to
coach? Absolutely. Yeah, I'm still going to play. I mean, he's a young player, and I'm going to go put him back out there and let him go play again. And I don't think he's going to be disappointed or hurt or all of a sudden hurt his confidence because I took him out. As long as I explain to him why I'm taking him out, then he's fine. Yeah, it wasn't about going deep. I just thought there was some things that normally that he does really well just wasn't happening early. And I think he'd be first to tell you that. So it is, you know, again, those things happen with young players. I mean, it's just part of it. I mean, it's a lot of pressure and stress playing Thursday night football in front of everybody. And to me, that's a tough spot to be in with a team that hadn't been playing as well. So I made a decision and put the veteran in there. And that's what we did. Yeah, I wanted to get, you know what, Mary Kay, I wanted to get it all going. You know, again, I thought, like I said, I thought Josh would give us a spark, you know, and you know, and it didn't happen that way, you know, so I'm not going to, that's not Josh's fault. That's not, you know, like I told you guys from day one, you can blame all this, you know, what's going on our football team on me at the end of the day. So there's a lot of things I think on offense we can do a little bit better and be better at, and we just got to keep working at it. That's what it is.
Did you ever think about
handing Josh out there? No. To me, once I put the other guy in, I'm going to stay with him. You know, I just think it's important. I don't, again, it's the same thing. I'm not going to go back and forth. If I made a decision to take the other guy, I'm going to put the other guy in and try to go from there. You know, and I knew all these questions were coming, so that's part of it.
Robert was throwing before the game.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know how close. I know he's getting closer, you know, how fast that's going to be. You know, we'll know as we keep getting more reports about where he is. Obviously, he's throwing, he's moving around, doing all those things. So we'll see, you know, where it is as we get ready for next week.
If he's healthy this season, would you like to see him again?
You know, I think it's too early to say because until I know exactly what it is and if he can be healthy, will we make those decisions. But, again, Cody's going to be the quarterback next week. Again, this is no indication what I think Josh McCown is. He went in there and battled his butt off. And, you know, sometimes things don't work good. They just don't. It just happens, and it didn't. So, again, that's part of it.
Can you put your finger on what's happened in the second half?
No, I wish I could. I mean, I've tried every different kind of speech to no speech, to whatever you can think of. I mean, I can't put my finger on it, you know, but obviously it's a problem, you know, and so we got to fix it.
Do you
How do you end up with 12 guys on the field on defense in the first play of the game?
Yeah, I wish I knew that too. So, no, it didn't. Obviously, there was miscommunication about what their personnel was, and I think they were yelling to try to get the guy off, and he didn't hear him. You know, I think he was so wired and dialed in to what he thought the personnel was, the particular player that was out there, that he didn't hear everybody trying to get him off. So, yeah, it's disappointing.
It kind of seems rather obvious, but I just want to hear your thought on it. Is the you know, quest for that spark, is that motivated by the record? And, you know, is it kind of desperate times call for desperate measures?
No, I don't think it's desperate time calls for desperate measures, but I think it's any situation, if you feel like something's not going the way you want it to, you know, you got to change it. You got to change it up every now and then. And that's what I decided to do. I mean, I think obviously, you know, scoring the touchdown, being up 7-6, was good. I liked to have been up 20-6. You know, I thought there were some plays that we left out there on the field. You know, so again, I wasn't going to sit there and keep watching the plays be missed. I think you got to try something different. And being in the situation we are, why not try something different? You know, I just think that's the best way to go about it. And if it works, we'll be excited about it. If it doesn't, then you guys are going to keep asking me all these questions. So I do get that, and I respect that.
Do you understand the idea that saying you're not going to play musical chairs at quarterback and then doing this?
That wasn't musical.
Contrary.
Yeah, well, you can take it like that, but that's not musical chairs. That's trying to give our team the best chance that I thought to win. And I get it. I mean, you can say that all you want. I didn't think we were playing good enough at that position at that time. So I wanted to do something different. If I leave him in there and we're not still playing good, then that's not good enough neither. I'm going to try something, and I will continue to try things.
But most teams, if you have a starting quarterback, he's your starting quarterback.
I never said that Cody was a starting quarterback for the rest of the year. That's what you just said. I never made that statement. I said I must see Cody for the rest of the season as much as I deem necessary. That's my choice. And I decided to take him out, and I put Josh in. So end of discussion on that.